Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. We'll have a look at some early team news for United. That's ahead of their Europa League round of 32 second leg clash against Real Sociedad this evening. It's an 8 p.m. start at Old Trafford. United are leading 4-0 from the first leg, so there could be some changes made by United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He has said it will be more or less the same squad as against Newcastle, which is side 1-3-1, but youngster Amad Diallo and Shola Shortia could make their full debuts for the Red Devils. However, United will be without Paul Pogba, Edinson Cavani, Donny van de Beek and Scott McTominay. Meanwhile, United's search for a centre-back looks set to continue, with the club reportedly unwilling to pay Jules Koundé's £68 million transfer fee. The Red Devils are believed to have made the Sevilla defender a top priority for the summer window, with Solskjaer seeking a top-class centre-back to partner Harry Maguire. Koundé is 22 years old, has emerged as one of Europe's top young defensive prospects, and he was a target for Man City last summer before they signed Ruben Dias from Benfica. Solskjaer is wanting a centre-half signing to have a similar impact that Dias has had, but the Red Devils are not willing to meet Koundé's release clause, according to latest reports. And finally, United have reportedly set an asking price of around £40 million for promising goalkeeper Dean Henderson. The 23-year-old is bound to be the subject of plenty of speculation at the moment after impressing on loan at Sheffield United, but struggling to get a look-in back at Old Trafford this season. It is now said that United could be prepared to let Henderson go if they receive a bid of around £40 million. It has been claimed that Tottenham Hotspur are looking to sign Henderson in the summer as a replacement for Hugo Lloris. That's all for now. We'll have more later.